This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah wa sallam wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa tasliman kathira thumma amma ba'd. Which part of the earth is dearest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Huh? Masajid. And which one is the least? Huh? Marketplaces. Where do you find more people in Jama'ah? Massage the marketplaces. So this is hadith Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, hadith number 1841 in Riyad al-Salihin. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا وَأَبْغَضُ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَسْوَاقُهَا رواه مسلم. In this narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the dearest part on the face of the earth near to Allah azza wa jal are the masajid, the mosques, and the most hated parts nearer to Allah Azza wa Jal are its markets. Rawahu Muslim. Question. Who created the earth, Jama'ah? Who did? Do you guys have doubt in that? So if Allah created the earth, how come part of it is good, part of it is bad? Huh? So who has the right to classify something to be that good or that bad or that favorable or that not least favorable? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In terms of time, Allah azza wa jal made some times better than others. So like what? Out of all the 24 hours of your day, or the day basically time, which time is the best time of Jama'ah? Tough question, huh? Some of you might say the time when I'm asleep. Right? That's the best time. Well, it's actually Fajr and Asr. That's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ إِنَّ قُرْآنَ الْفَجْرِ كَانَ مَشْهُودًا. And the recitation of Fajr, the recitation of the Quran at Fajr time, because this will be witnessed by the angels. And after Asr, because that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says when you remember Allah azza wa jal, بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلَ. Early in the morning, around Fajr time, Asil after Asr. And that's also what the angels now alternate. They take turns. They go up and down, carrying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands and the deeds of people and so forth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made these times best times of the day. What about the night? Which part of the night is the best of Jama'ah? The last third, right before Fajr, al-Sahar, right? Who made these times better than other times in the day and night? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, out of all the days of the 360 plus days of the year, which day is the best day of all these days to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Huh? Arafah? Ashura, the best day, Jama'ah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it the best day, A'zam al-Ayyam, the greatest days of Allah azza wa jal. Yawm al-Nahr, Eid al-Adha is coming. Why is that? The amount of ibadah, the amount of dhikr, the amount of worship in its diversity, in its all variations happen on that day. Tawaf, sa'i, dhikr, talbiyah, takbir, recitation of the Quran, takbirat al-eid, salat al-eid, you know, people getting together as a community. All these things. It's very important actually that we keep that in mind. So who made this day best of all days? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah azza wa jal is also, he even prefers people over others. So who are the best of the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he created? The Anbiya, the prophets. Among all the prophets, who are the best of the Anbiya? The top five. Right? Nuh, Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Out of all the five, who are the best two, Jama'ah? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Ibrahim. Takhadha Allah Ibrahim a khalila. He made him the best, right? And the Prophet says in the hadith that Allah has chosen me a khalil just like he chose Ibrahim as a khalil. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's the creator, he has all the right and all the power to select a time, a person, a place to be better than the other one. And this is an example from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah azza wa jal has chosen some places better than others. And the best of all places that he chose subhanahu wa ta'ala for everybody is Mecca and Medina and Jerusalem, obviously, Holy Land. But then for us, the best place for us is what? The masajid. This place where you guys are in right now. And why was this place considered, or the masajid considered, favorable place or favorite place to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why I did it to Allah azza wa jal? Because of the amount of ibadah and dhikr that happens in there. And alhamdulillah, why did people have to drive all the way to come to this place? Why? Yes, I wanted to meet a brother, but what did I do before meeting that brother? I came and I made dua and dhikr and salah and tasbih and qirat al-Qur'an and listen to the salah, subhanAllah. All these khairat happens in one's place. The praise of Allah Azza wa Jal, this is the best place. Because when I go home, yes, I might pray sunnah here, read Qur'an there, but how much of my time at home is occupied in ibadah? How much of the space in the house is occupied for ibadah? Not all of it. But here, this place, the entire space is dedicated for the ibadah and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, in regard of the aswaq, the most detestful places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth are marketplaces. Although they're essentials to us, right? You have to go to trade and make a living and purchase things and buy stuff, you know, essentials to your life and so on. But why would these places to be considered the most detestful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because most likely, a lot of deceit, a lot of falsehood happen in the marketplaces. Like what, Ajma'ah? Cheating, lying, swearing by Allah falsely, you know, false marketing, the brands are not genuine. In addition to that, people, subhanAllah, they even, chances for fitan happens when men and women expose there to the fitna of the marketplace and malls and so on. That's why the shaitan is just sitting there putting his banner, just waiting for people to come in. Everyone comes into the marketplace, he tags them. I got you, right? And then you're under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you from the shaitan, the fitna of the marketplaces. So it's extremely important, you know, to protect ourselves. If a person, a'udhu billah, did not commit any haram in the marketplace, you've seen something, you've heard something, probably you sense, you smell something. And if none of this, you know, alhamdulillah, you didn't deal with that stuff, you come out of the marketplace with a heavy heart. That heart is attached to the dunya. Whether through the fitan of what you've seen, or at least you've seen some brands and some items that you wish you can afford them, and your heart is too heavy, that you don't have enough ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow you to buy these things. No matter what condition you go into the market with, when you come out of the marketplace and the mall, you feel heavy in the heart. And that's why these are the most detestful places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, does that mean we need to stop to go into the marketplace, Jama'ah? And we start saying, alhamdulillah for Amazon. Allahumma laka alhamd. I don't have to walk in the mall anymore. Just go online, buy your stuff, mashallah, from the comfort of your sajjada even, yeah, alhamdulillah. Right? It's not the same though. Alhamdulillah, it's just protecting us from going there. But the fitna of dealing and trading is still part of dunya that might distract you from the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you in your heart, ya Rabbil Alameen, and protect your families, ya Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those people who are occupied their lives with khair, and those who keep themselves in the place that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love most, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu alam. Any questions, Jama'ah? Yes, Kashif. A dua? Well, when you come to the masjid, there is a dua to come to the masjid. When you leave the same thing, there's a dua for that. You can look them up in the adhkar, books of adhkar, inshallah ta'ala. And even when you go to the marketplace, there's a dua for us to seek protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look them up on these apps and these dua books, inshallah ta'ala. Wallahu a'lam. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.